This is the reading for December 27th, Zechariah chapter 14. The Lord's day of judging is coming, when the wealth you have taken will be divided among you. I will bring all the nations together to fight Jerusalem. They will capture the city and rob the houses and attack the women. Half the people will be taken away as captives, but the rest of the people won't be taken from the city. Then the Lord will go to war against those nations. He will fight as in a day of battle. On that day he will stand on the Mount of Olives east of Jerusalem. The Mount of Olives will split in two, forming a deep valley that runs east and west. Half the mountain will move toward the north, and half will move toward the south. You will run through this mountain valley to the other side, just as you ran from the earthquake when Uzziah was king of Judah. Then the Lord my God will come, and all the holy ones with him. On that day there will be no light, cold, or frost. There will be no other day like it, and the Lord knows when it will come. There will be no day or night. Even at evening it will still be light. At that time fresh water will flow from Jerusalem. Half of it will flow east to the Dead Sea, and half will flow west to the Mediterranean Sea. It will flow summer and winter. Then the Lord will be king over the whole world. At that time there will be only one Lord, and his name will be the only name. All the land south of Jerusalem, from Geba to Ramon, will be turned into a plain. Jerusalem will be raised up, but it will stay in the same place. The city will reach from the Benjamin Gate and to the first gate to the corner gate, and from the Tower of Hananel to the king's wine presses. People will live there, and it will never be destroyed again. Jerusalem will be safe. But the Lord will bring a terrible disease on the nations that fought against Jerusalem. Their flesh will rot away while they are still standing up. Their eyes will rot in their sockets, and their tongues will rot in their mouths. At that time the Lord will cause panic. Everybody will grab his neighbor, and they will attack each other. The people of Judah will fight in Jerusalem, and the wealth of the nations around them will be collected, much gold, silver, and clothes. A similar disease will strike the horses, mules, camels, donkeys, and all the animals in the camps. All of those left alive of the people who came to fight Jerusalem will come back to Jerusalem year after year to worship the King, the Lord All-Powerful, and to celebrate the Feast of Shelters. Anyone from the nations who does not go to Jerusalem to worship the King, the Lord All-Powerful, will not have rain fall on his land. If the Egyptians do not go to Jerusalem, they will not have rain. Then the Lord will send them the same terrible disease he sent the other nations that did not celebrate the Feast of Shelters. This will be the punishment for Egypt and any nation which does not go to celebrate the Feast of Shelters. At that time, the horses' bells will have written on them, "Holy to the Lord." The cooking pots in the temple of the Lord will be like the holy altar bowls. Every pot in Jerusalem and Judah will be holy to the Lord All-Powerful, and everyone who offers sacrifices will be able to take food from them and cook in them. At that time, there will not be any buyers or sellers in the temple of the Lord All-Powerful.
Chapter 18.
After these things, I saw another angel come from heaven. He had tremendous power, and his glory lit up the earth. He cried out in a powerful voice, "Fallen! Babylon the Great has fallen! She has become a home for demons. She is a prison for every evil spirit, every unclean bird and every unclean and hated beast. All the nations fell because of the wine of her sexual sins. The kings of the earth had sex with her. Her luxurious wealth has made the merchants of the earth rich." I heard another voice from heaven saying, "Come out of Babylon, my people, so that you do not participate in her sins and suffer from any of her plagues. Her sins are piled as high as heaven, and God has remembered her crimes. Do to her what she has done. Give her twice as much as she gave. Serve her a drink in her own cup, twice as large as the drink she served others. She gave herself glory and luxury. Now give her just as much torture and misery. She says to herself, 'I am a queen on a throne, not a widow. I'll never be miserable.' For this reason, her plagues of death, misery, and starvation will come in a single day. She'll be burned up in a fire because the Lord God, who judges her, is powerful. The kings of the earth who had sex with her and lived in luxury with her will cry and mourn over her when they see the smoke rise from her raging fire. Frightened by her torture, they will stand far away and say, how horrible it is for that important city, the powerful city of Babylon. In one moment, judgment has come to it. The merchants of the earth cry and mourn over her because no one buys their cargo anymore. No one buys their cargo of gold, silver, gems, pearls, fine linen, purple cloth, silk, bright red cloth, all kinds of citron wood, articles made of ivory and very costly wood, bronze, iron, marble, cinnamon, spices, incense, perfume, frankincense, wine, olive oil, flour, wheat, cattle, sheep, horses, wagons, slaves, that is, humans. The fruit you craved is gone. All your luxuries and your splendor have disappeared. No one will ever find them again. Frightened by her torture, the merchants who had become rich by selling these things will stand far away. They will cry and mourn, saying, how horrible for that important city, which was wearing fine linen, purple clothes, bright red clothes, gold jewelry, gems, and pearls. In one moment, all this wealth has been destroyed. Every ship's captain, everyone who traveled by ship, sailors, and everyone who made their living from the sea stood far away. When they saw the smoke rise from her raging fire, they repeatedly cried out, was there ever a city as important as this? Then they threw dust on their heads and shouted while crying and mourning. How horrible for that important city. Everyone who had a ship at sea grew rich because of that city's high prices. In one moment, it has been destroyed. Gloat over it, heaven. God's people, apostles and prophets, God has condemned it for you. Then a powerful angel picked up a stone that was like a large millstone. He threw it into the sea and said, the important city Babylon will be thrown down with the same force. It will never be found again. The sound of harpists, musicians, flutists, and trumpeters will never be heard in it again. Skilled craftsmen will never be found in it again. The sound of a millstone will never be heard in it again. Light from lamps will never shine in it again. Voices of brides and grooms will never be heard in it again. Its merchants were the important people of the world because all the nations were deceived by its witchcraft. The blood of prophets, God's people, and everyone who had been murdered on earth was found in it.